All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our special program tonight, the Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka, also known as the Prophet with Solution, here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station. This is our program that is called the Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka. Tonight, by the grace of God Almighty, I will be speaking on this same topic, just like we started preaching on this last week Sunday. Prayer that produces power. The topic tonight is prayer that produces power. My dear friends, power does not come from eating. Power does not come from the club. Power does not come by just doing anything you feel like doing. Power comes by prayer and fasting. If you want to experience the supernatural power, it comes by prayer. If you want your church, if you want your ministry, if you want your own personal life to experience supernatural power of God, my dear friends, hearing the sound of my voice tonight, it can only come by praying and fasting. And therefore, tonight, I want to take you to the Word of God, to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And I'm going to be reading from verse 27 to 28. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 from verse 27. And the Bible says, this is Paul now writing. Paul says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and in nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. The care of all the churches. This is what Paul says. Before I begin to preach, I want to pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I give you praise. I thank you because there is no God like you. You are the Elohim of Israel. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the invisible God who does visible things, the one who is, who will be forever and ever. You are the God that can lift one up and no one can bring them down. You are the one that brings one down and no one can bring them up. You are the only God that opens a door that no man can close. And when you close a door, nobody can open it. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the invisible God who does visible things. You are the creator of all things, both visible and invisible. Your reign has no end. El Shaddai, tonight I bow before you and I thank you for granting me another opportunity to speak thy word to the whole nation, to preach the word. And I pray that as many that will hear the word of God tonight and believe, may you receive the ability to pray. May the grace of God fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer produces power. This is our topic tonight. Prayer produces power. Like I said, power comes when you pray. Power comes when you fast. Many churches today do not have power. Why? Because they don't know how to pray. They do not pray. Like I said last week Sunday, the church has become a place of weakness. The church has become like a social club. The church has become like a club. The church has become like a social gathering because of the inability to pray. My prayer is that the church of God will rise again in prayer. I pray that God will raise men and women of prayer, prayer warriors, generals in the Lord who can pray and enforce the will of God on earth. Because the will of the devil is being implemented on earth. Why the will of God is being ignored? Because there are no people to pray. God is looking for people who can pray. The devil is also looking for people whom he can use. Whoever you submit to will operate through you. I submit to God, and I pray God uses me to reach out to the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer produces power. As we read this night, the book of 2 Corinthians, look at what Paul says. Paul says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings. Now, Paul did not just say in fasting. Paul says in fastings. Plural. Not just one. Not just two. Not three. Not four. Not five. Not six. Not seven. Not 10. Not 20. In fastings. Paul understands that for him to succeed in ministry, he must be a man of prayer and a man of fasting. Very simple. That is why Paul said, in fastings. Paul says sometimes he goes without food. I don't know how many of us that can go without food for one day. I don't know how many Christians that can go without food for 2 days. I don't know how many that can say, you know what, I am taking 21 days of fasting. I am only going to eat once a day. I am seeking the face of God. I don't know how many that can say, I am fasting for 40 days. Personally, every year I fast for 40 days 2 times, beginning of the year and towards the end of the year, 40 days of fasting. And that is why you see us produce power. That is why we prophesy, God honors our prayer. That is why we lay hands on you and demons are cast out instantly. It does not come by magic. It comes by prayer and fasting. Any pastor who do not fast and pray is wasting time. It doesn't matter your rank. It doesn't matter your title. It doesn't matter the number of people you have in your church. If you do not have the ability to pray and fast, you are just wasting time. You have no power. You have no power, and it is unfortunate that many churches today lack power. You come to a church, you find thousands of people in church, but there is no power, there is no anointing, just like a social club. The way you came is the way you go back. You have no encounter, no impartation, nothing at all. That is not a church. Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. My dear friends, I am here to encourage you as an individual. I am here to encourage you as a church to learn to pray and fast. Paul says in fastings. One of the secrets of Paul is fasting. The miracles you saw Paul did was because of fasting and prayer. The scripture says in the book of Matthew chapter 17 that there was a time that Jesus was not with the apostles. Jesus wasn't with the apostles. He was somewhere praying. And a man brought his son who was possessed by a demon. And Jesus said to the apostles of Jesus, please do me a favor, heal my son. He has some evil spirit in him. Please cast out the evil spirit. The Bible said that the apostles began to pray. They began to command the evil spirit to get out of the body of the boy. But the scripture says the evil spirit did not go out. The evil spirit did not go out. The spirit remained there. The spirit refused to go until Jesus came back. And when Jesus came back, the man was surprised. And the man ran to Jesus and said, Master, I brought my son who has an impure spirit. And I brought him to you as disciples for them to cast out the evil spirit. But to my greatest surprise, you are apostles, we are unable to cast out the demon. Jesus said, bring me the boy. They brought the boy. The Bible said Jesus commanded the spirit to lose its hold on the boy. And the Bible said that instantly the demon left. I prophesy, may you receive the power to pray even as you are driving right now and hearing the sound of my voice. Now the Bible said, "What?" He said, the demon left in an instant. Now the apostles of Jesus, they came to Jesus privately. They came to him when he was alone. They came to him when the people have left. And they said to him, Master, please tell us the truth. Why is it that we were unable to cast out this spirit? Why is it that we were unable to cast out this spirit? And Jesus said to them, this kind of spirit, this kind of spirit can only go out through praying and fasting. This kind of spirit can only go out through praying and fasting. Please read what I'm telling you now in the Gospel of Matthew 17. Matthew 17, that is where the story is. This is the story in the scripture. It happened in the scripture. So I'm not just making anything up. The apostles came to Jesus and said, Master, why could we not cast the demon out? In verse number 20 of Matthew 17, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall by any means be impossible. However, this kind of spirit can only go out by prayer and fasting. In other words, my dear friends, there are certain problems that can never go out except by praying and fasting. I'm speaking to somebody who believes in prayer but do not believe in fasting. There are levels of demons. There are categories of demons. There are ranks in the satanic kingdom, like I discussed a few weeks ago. There are also levels when it comes to the ranking of demons. So there are certain demons that you cannot cast out just because you prayed last night. There are certain powers you cannot confront just because you are born again. My dear friends, there are some entities, there are some supernatural powers, invisible forces of the enemy that can never leave you unless you enter into praying and fasting. That is why Jesus said to them, this kind. When Jesus said kind, means there are different kinds. It simply means there are different kinds. Maybe I'm talking to somebody right now. The reason why the cancer has not left you is because you have not taken time to fast. Or somebody has not taken time to fast and pray for you. Your pastor prays for you but has never fasted. Your pastor has no anointing and no power to deal with cancer. I prophesy, even as I'm speaking now, any cancer, anyone suffering from cancer, may that cancer shrink right now. May that cancer leave your body now by the anointing that I release from this platform. This kind of spirit can only go out through prayer and fasting. Friends, there are troubles that can only go out through praying and fasting. There are family problems that can only be broken by praying and fasting. There are patterns in families that can only be destroyed by praying and fasting. I came across a family somewhere back in Europe, a family who do not have anyone who does not have cancer. Everybody born in the family must have one kind of cancer or another. But by fasting and prayer, God uses us to break the shackles of the wicked. And today, that cancer has left the family by praying and fasting. Many people may have prayed for you, but I want you to do this practice. Go into some days of fasting. Go into some days of prayer and see the difference by yourself. There is power when you pray. Prayer produces power according to the word of God. Don't forget that this is Vineyard of Fruit Ministries, and this is Pastor Charles Yuka here at WBCALP 102.9 FM. And I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministry. We are located at number 20 Charlotte Street here in Dorchester, Massachusetts. May God continue to bless you as you listen to God's word.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station.
God bless you, my dear friends in the Lord. We continue to listen to God's word. Remember, the topic tonight is prayer produces power. My dear friends, prayer produces power. This is where our power is. Prayer produces power. Let me read the final Bible verse tonight before we close. I believe that you are being blessed by this word. I believe God is working on you. I believe your prayer life will be revived after you listen to this message. Please read the Bible verses. Read the word of God. Pray every day. I encourage you to pray. Do not be discouraged. After I finish preaching tonight, I'm going to pray for some people and break the powers of the devil that is stopping you from praying. There are certain people, what is stopping you from praying is not because of you ate food, but there are some powers that are monitoring your prayer life. Tonight, all of them will go blind and they will see you no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 16. Acts 16, 16 to 26. Let's read. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us unto the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band were loose. Listen to me, my dear friends in the Lord. You know the story. Paul and Silas, they were preaching. They were going to pray, and they saw a girl who was possessed by a demon. They cast out the demon, and the owners of the girl, they got angry, and they put Paul and Silas in prison. They put Paul and Silas in the inner part of the prison. They did not just put them in prison. They put them in the innermost part of the prison where they had no choice, where they can never come out. They chained their legs. They chained their hands. And they were helpless. But my dear friends, there was something they could not chain, which is their mouth. Now the Bible says at midnight they began to pray. The Bible says Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang praises unto God. They began to pray. They prayed in tongues. They prayed. They prophesied. And as they were praying, the Bible said there was earthquake in the prison. As Paul and Silas began to pray in the midnight, the Bible says suddenly the prison doors were open. Oh my God, I bless your name because of your power. The prison doors were open. That is why I'm telling you, friends, that prayer produces power. Where did the earthquake come from? Who opened the doors of the prison? The power of the Most High. You invoke the power of God by prayer. The Bible says, when they prayed and praised God, the doors of the prison were opened. And they came out from the prison. My dear friends, the same thing can happen to you now when you begin to pray at midnight. There are four watches of prayer, but the most powerful one is midnight prayer. The Bible says, when men went to bed, the enemy came and planted the seed. When you are sleeping in the night, you don't know what goes around, you are territory. But when you are praying in the night, you are fighting supernatural powers. When you are praying in the night, you are fighting invisible forces. When you are praying in the night, you are binding witches and wizards. My dear friends, witches are real, wizards are real, supernatural powers are real, demons are real, principalities are real. Yet you can only overcome by consistent prayer. That is why I told you that prayer produces power. I am praying for somebody right now who is in a prison. Now, I am not talking about physical prison. I am talking about spiritual prison. A lot of people are in spiritual prison. A lot of people are in spiritual prison. When you see yourself that you are addicted to drugs and alcohol, my dear friends, you are in a spiritual prison, and we need to pray for you to come out of the prison. When we begin to pray and begin to fast, the doors of that spiritual prison shall open and you will come out of that prison. A lot of people are addicted to so many things. And you know it is not good. You know it's wrong. You know it is not good for your health. It doesn't matter what people tell you, what the science tells you, what your doctor says. You know this is not good. Addiction is wrong. It's evil. It is like a spiritual prison that you need to come out. My prayer tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost is that anyone under the sound of my voice who is inside any spiritual prison, that as I pray for you now, I command the doors of that prison to open by fire, and you shall come out in the name of Jesus. Let the doors of the enemy, the prison the enemy has put you, let the doors be broken. As Paul and Silas prayed in the middle of the night, the Bible says power came. So I prophesy tonight, as you pray in the middle of the night, the power of God will visit you. The doors shall open. The chains shall fall off. The problems shall go. Disappointment shall be destroyed. Joblessness shall go. Problems in marriages will be destroyed. Power will return to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Elohim, because there is no God like you. Thank you, King of Kings, because you are the great God and the great one you are. My dear friends, in case you are hearing the sound of my voice and maybe you have not given your life to Jesus, this is the time to give your life. Listen to me, friends. You don't know tomorrow. Nobody knows when they will die. Nobody knows the time, the hour, or how when they will die. So this is an opportunity for you to give your life to Jesus. If you have not given your life to Jesus, just say this short prayer with me as I close my message tonight. Place your hand on your chest and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. Today, I accept Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. Therefore, I decree that I am a born again. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. If you have said that prayer, I just want to say a very big congratulations to you because you have taken a bold step. You have made the best choice. May God bless you for making that decision. Please, if you want to hear more about this message or you want to reach out to us, 857-269-7688. The number is 857-269-7688. You can check us out at www.vineyardoffruits.com. My name is Pastor Charles Yuka. I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministry. I am also known as the Prophet with Solution. And tonight is our message. Prayer produces power. May God bless you. May God keep you. May He protect you. Please listen to us every Sunday, 7 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston Community Radio Station. May God bless you. May God keep you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. God bless you and God bless you.